Eric, listen, don't think I don't appreciate a good T-bone, but I would have been plenty happy with a double chubby burger.
He gets steak. I get cold grilled cheese. What gives?
Well, Morgan, I just feel that our brother, with his interesting life, he deserves a hearty meal.
You don't think my life's interesting?
Morgan, I just do something nice for Corey.
Yeah?
Do I normally do nice stuff for Corey?
No.
Why would I do nice stuff for Corey?
Because something terrible happened to him.
Eat your grilled cheese.
So I would be correct in assuming that this wonderful meal is actually one of those condemned man, death row, last meal kind of things. But that can't be because there's no cake. Dead man walking. Should we do this in the living room?
We could do it there. I'm only telling you this because I'm your older brother and it's the right thing to do.
Big buildup. Bad, bad, bad.
Don't tell me.
No, Corey, I think you gotta hear this one.
All right, then tell me. As long as it doesn't have anything to do with Sean or Topanga, I should be okay.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression...
Well, you certainly have my attention.
Cor, I saw Sean at Chubby's. He was there with Topanga. She seemed upset. They were hugging, and he kissed her.
What?
He kissed her.
What?
Nothing happened at all. You know, normally I love telling you bad stuff, but this one's killing me.
Pick up the phone, Sean. Are you there? Pick up the phone.
Or I know how upset you must be.
Eric, listen, nothing happened at all, right? You said so yourself. Topanga, it's me. Are you there? 7 o'clock. Pick up the phone. Where are you?
I had to tell you, right? I mean, you understand I had to tell you what I saw.
Eric, listen, I understand that you're my older brother, okay? You're not supposed to let anything bad happen to me. How could you let this happen to me?
Okay, I understand that you're upset, and that's why I'm not going to kick your butt.
You saw him kiss her.
I did.
My butt's kicked anyway. Sean? Hi. Topanga? Hi. The both of you? Hi. Topanga, I need to talk to you.
I can't. I have Femi's history class.
No, you have lunch now. How come you didn't call me back last night?
It was really late.
It was 7 o'clock.
Corey, I have history now.
What? Wait, where are you going, Sean?
I have history now.
You have lunch now with me.
You let her go. Okay, but I only got like a minute or two.
All right, listen, I am going to be absolutely mature about this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and Topanga together at Chubby's last night, Eric saw you.
You and Topanga together at Chubby's last night, Eric saw you. Who?
Were you at Chubby's last night?
Eric has no idea what he saw.
Were you at Chubby's last night?
Yes.
Were you there with Topanga?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be looking for a no on this next question, got it?
Yes.
No. Did you kiss her?
Yes.
No! You kissed her?
Corey, it was no big deal, okay? Topanga got into a fight with her parents. She was real emotional, and I happened to be there. So I gave her a hug, and yes, I gave her an innocent kiss. Innocent. That's what happened, and you know that I tell you everything.
Yeah, but how come she didn't come to me?
She will. We just happened to run into each other first, that's all.
Okay, well, I guess I feel better then.
Topanga loves you. Your brother's got you jumping to conclusions. Tell him to back off.
Excuse me. And Sean's my best friend, and Topanga loves me, okay? And it takes a pretty twisted sibling to think that they would ever entertain the thought of sneaking around behind my back. You know, Sean was right about you, seeing what you don't see, jumping to conclusions. You are my brother, Eric. You're supposed to protect me.
Excuse me. Hey, Eric. Eric, leave me alone. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah? You think you can do something that causes Corey pain? You're not going to get pain back? You don't know what's going on.
Eric, listen, let him go, okay? I've thought this out. I've reached my own conclusion. And my own conclusion is that something bad happened. Something bad happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Then tell me.
I can't. Okay, you just gotta talk to Topanga.
I wanted to be the last one to kiss you before I kill you.
Corey.
Topanga, my favorite part about our relationship is that we've always been able to talk to each other about anything. So I want you to talk to me. What was that for?
I wanted to be the last one to kiss you before I kill you.
This is really bad, huh?
Corey, look. You're my best friend, and you always have been. And more. And I know how young and stupid this is, but I've always believed that we'd be together for the rest of our lives.
Stop time.
What?
I want to call stop time now. I want to stop time because I know that if you keep on going, then you're going to get to the bad part. But I know that if we stop time, then we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. Hey, I called a stop time. You can't cry. Nothing happens during stop time. We're just together. Please don't cry. How come there's so many boxes in your room?
Corey. My family and I are moving.
To a different house on the same block you live on now.
We're leaving Philadelphia. We're moving the day after tomorrow. There's no way out of this. My mom was transferred to Pittsburgh and they need her right away. Corey, you have to say something.
I don't believe in Pittsburgh. I believe in us. Okay, I don't care if I have to walk to Pittsburgh. Nothing is going to come between us, all right? We're going to be together for the rest of our lives. So there, I'm as young and stupid as you.
I'm sorry I was afraid to talk to you. Here you are trying to make me feel better. Corey, what's going to happen?
Nothing. Look, what's going to happen is that this is a simple test for our relationship, a simple piece of cake test for a relationship as solid as ours.
You're right. If two people who care about each other as much as we do can't hold it together, then there's no hope for anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna take something a lot bigger than Pittsburgh to break us apart. What was that for?
I wanted to be the last one to kiss you before I kiss you again.
Corey, honey, I know how hard this must seem right now, but sometimes we have to believe that things happen for a reason and that just life works out for the best.
Mom, listen, everything's gonna work out. I mean, do you know how close Philadelphia and Pittsburgh actually are? It's very easy. It's just a matter of rearranging some schedules.
No, I think it's gonna be harder than you realize.
Amy, Corey's trying very hard. Now, why do we have to...
Because, Alan, it's going to be harder than he realizes, and I think he needs to know that.
Mom, listen, Topanga and I have talked about this, okay? If we believe we can make this work, why would you doubt us?
I don't doubt your feelings for Topanga. It's just that long-distance relationships are very difficult.
Okay, so what are you saying? You want us to just give up?
No, Corey, I'm saying that you have lived around the corner from each other all your lives, and now you won't. And that's going to make things painful.
Why is Mom talking about pain?
Because it may be tougher than you think.
Listen, guys, Topanga and I know what's in each other's hearts, okay? And if our hearts say that we're worth any sacrifice for each other and we're willing to make those sacrifices because we're going to be together for the rest of our lives, then why shouldn't we?
The rest of your lives?
Yeah, that's right.
Corey, you're 16 years old.
Yeah, Mom, so are a couple of friends of mine named Romeo and Juliet. And they turned out okay, didn't they? Won't work. Look at my man, Romeo. In love with his Juliet, nothing's keeping him apart.
Mr. Matthews, brushing up on your Shakespeare?
Well, yeah, you know how you always told us that we should take what we learn in the classroom and apply it to everyday life?
You and Topanga?
She's moving to Padua.
Pittsburgh, she told me. I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews.
Well, listen, there are those who don't think we can make it because we're just a couple of kids, but... You know, here's the proof, Mr. Feeney, that two kids, with everything going against them, can take the power of love and make it work.
Well, boy.
What?
You haven't actually finished the play, have you?
Well, they're in love. What could possibly go wrong?
Flip ahead a little.
Yea, noise, then I'll be brief. O happy dagger, this is thy sheath. There rust, and let me die. Happy dagger, see? Happy. She picks up Romeo's dagger, stabs herself, and dies. Shakespeare. What a hack.
You know, Corey, over the course of a person's life, he comes across a few defining moments. Now, this is one of yours. It's an opportunity, really.
Mr. Feen, I don't know. I mean, look, Pittsburgh's 305 miles away. Maybe I'm just kidding myself.
Oh, well, now, for as long as I've known you, whenever you've been faced with adversity, you have always risen to the occasion. Now, I have no reason to believe that you won't again.
Do you believe that two 16-year-olds can be in love, Friar Feeney?
I believe that you and Miss Lawrence have something that you won't allow yourselves to lose. And if you search your heart and listen to its instruction, you won't go wrong.
Thanks. That was brilliant. My true journey to Topanga begins, huh?
Yes, well, there we are.
Marry me. Buy a house, start a family, and live in the same city.
Corey, we can't get married.
Look, I know we'll struggle at first, but all couples struggle at first, but I figure we get a couple of part-time jobs, cut back on expenses, and find an abandoned home in an upscale neighborhood. No bugs. That's all I ask. No bugs.
Corey.
All right, one bug, but nothing with teeth. Now let's go see how much your parents will kick in. Okay? Come on, let's go.
Corey, we can't get married.
Can we see each other every weekend?
Yeah. Can we write letters to each other every day?
Yeah. Every day. Look, Topanga, I don't know. I mean, it is a new town. It's a new school. It's new people. I mean, pretty soon guys are going to be lying enough to ask you out. I mean, with me not there, why shouldn't you accept?
What about you, Corey? I know a million girls would love to go out with you.
Really? Because I was thinking about 10.
Corey.
It's a little tension breaker.
So where does that leave us? I'm leaving for Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, it's a long walk to Pittsburgh.
So does that mean I have to give you back your jean jacket?
No, keep it. It's yours. Like I am.
Good. Because I wouldn't have given it back to you anyway.
So, what are you and Topanga doing this weekend?
You know, Sean, it occurs to me that we have been here an hour, and you have yet to feel bad for me. Now, why is that? Why haven't you felt bad for me?
Corey, would you say that I happen to watch a lot of TV?
More than anyone I know. Why?
I have seen this plot 1,000 times, and it always ends exactly the same. The girlfriend never moves away.
Sean, this girlfriend's mom got a job in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know. All packed up, enrolled in a new school, boo-hoo, tears. Give me a challenge. Okay, Topanga is not going anywhere.
Sean, it's not TV.
Trust me.
So you're saying that she can't move if we're really supposed to be together, can she?
Not if TV is the true mirror of our lives.
Okay, but wait. What about tomorrow night? Now, tomorrow night, she's coming over to my house to say goodbye. What about that?
It's not gonna happen.
What about ER? Now, the doctor on ER, she really left. What about her?
ER's real.
So, you don't really think she's gonna leave, do you?
No, I don't.
And why not?
Because you don't deserve that kind of pain.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for coming.
Sure, Topanga. Really sorry you're moving.
Listen, Topanga, I was thinking Saturday night, maybe you and I, we could go out to dinner, we could see a movie, we could hold each other for 5 hours.
Corey, what are you saying? I came over to say goodbye. That's hard enough.
Topanga, listen, we don't need to say goodbye because you're not going anywhere. You're not moving.
Corey, what are you saying? My parents are in the car waiting for me. We're leaving for Pittsburgh.
No, you're not moving because we're supposed to be together like we've always talked about, so you can't move because we don't deserve that kind of pain.
Corey, will you just give me a hug and a kiss and say goodbye to me?
No.
Goodbye, Corey. I love you.
What's happening?
It's not over yet. The car's gonna turn around. Just wait. Just watch. Any second now. Uh-huh. Just wait. Okay. What the hell kind of TV show is this?
Sean, you know that pain everyone keeps talking about?
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel it.
What's going on?
Not much.
It smells good out here. What is that, trees?
I didn't even say goodbye, Eric.
That's all right. You'll say goodbye the next time you say hello. Hey, Pittsburgh's not that far. I made the drive last night.
You really went?
Oh, yeah. Drove there, met a couple girls, told them I drove all the way from Philly, and he called me a moron, and here I am. Look, I was gonna go out, I don't know, you know, get a pizza, rent some movies. You wanna go?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on, it'll be my treat. We'll go to Little Tony's.
No, I just think I wanna stay here.
Listen, Cor, I know I'm your older brother and everything, but, I don't know how to protect you from this world.
Could you just stay here with me?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, man.